Wow, Visa just shared some really exciting news. Its stablecoin settlement volume has crossed a $20 billion annualized run rate, and that's a 15 times increase year over year.
That milestone is significant because it suggests stablecoins are moving beyond speculative crypto use cases and becoming part of the operational infrastructure for global payments.
I love that shift. Instead of being seen mainly as a way to move value between wallets or exchanges, stablecoins are increasingly being used as a settlement asset, faster, more predictable, and lower friction than traditional cross-border clearing.
The more important development, though, is what Visa is doing next.
They're pairing VisaNet transaction data with on-chain lending so blockchain-based lenders can extend working capital to the issuers driving that stablecoin settlement growth.
In other words, Visa is attempting to convert real payment activity into a credit signal that lenders can use to fund the next stage of stablecoin-enabled commerce.
That's a big deal, because stablecoin settlement growth creates real financial needs.
As issuers, processors, and stablecoin operators scale, they often need short-term funding to cover settlement gaps, float requirements, merchant payouts, and liquidity buffers.
Working capital can become a quiet bottleneck in fast-growing payment systems.
Even if consumer demand is strong, operational friction can arise if issuers do not have enough liquid capital to keep the system running smoothly.
And VisaNet data is really central to this effort.
VisaNet has long been one of the most trusted data sources in global payments, giving visibility into transaction patterns, settlement behavior, merchant activity, and issuer performance at scale.
That data can help lenders assess risk in a way that raw on-chain data alone cannot.
A wallet address or token balance is not a full credit profile.
Smart contracts may show balances and transfers, but those flows do not always reveal the underlying commercial reality: revenue, settlement behavior, repayment capacity, or issuer stability.
By combining on-chain lending with VisaNet data, lenders may be able to underwrite credit against actual payment activity tied to stablecoin settlement.
That could make on-chain credit much more institutional friendly.
Instead of relying only on over-collateralized positions or short-term liquidity assumptions, lenders may be able to support issuers that are growing quickly but may not have traditional credit histories.
The broader implication is really hopeful. Traditional payment giants are not treating crypto as a separate financial system to be avoided.
Instead, they are looking for ways to integrate it into existing infrastructure.
Stablecoins are not replacing card networks overnight.
They are becoming another settlement layer that can coexist with current systems and, in some cases, improve their speed and efficiency.
The future of payments is likely to be a mix of fiat rails, card networks, bank transfers, tokenized money, and on-chain settlement.
Companies that can connect those layers with trustworthy data and efficient funding are likely to gain a significant advantage.
The main risk, though, is whether this model can be scaled safely.
Lenders still need to manage counterparty risk, regulatory exposure, token liquidity, and the legal enforceability of credit arrangements.
Visa's data advantage helps, but it does not eliminate risk.
Stablecoins can still be exposed to market stress, exchange failures, regulatory changes, and settlement disruptions.
Any on-chain lending program built around stablecoin settlement will need strong guardrails, clear documentation, and transparent monitoring.
The key takeaway is that Visa's move is not simply about supporting a crypto trend.
It is an attempt to build the credit infrastructure needed for stablecoin payments to scale.
If successful, it could turn real payment activity into a reliable basis for institutional lending, reduce working capital constraints for issuers, and help integrate stablecoins into mainstream financial rails.